Following a strategic rethink, Viacom 18 Media and Squo's indirect majority shareholder Reliance Industries Limited, RIL, has called off the proposed merger of the company with entertainment businesses of Sony Pictures Networks India, SPN. RIL has decided to retain a majority stake and management control in Viacom 18 through Network 18 and wants to invest and grow the digital media business, people familiar with the matter told the Economic Times. And NBSP. Several content and production houses are keen to partner with RIL and Jio, they added. And Squo, with Jio and Squo's unprecedented growth, the group feels content will play a major role in the future and wants to keep control, and Squo, one of them said. Meanwhile, Gale is in preliminary talks with beleaguered infrastructure financier Real and AMP, EFS and US-based infrastructure investment fund Global Infrastructure Partners, GIP, to pick up at least 49% stake in ONGC Tripura Power Company, OTPC, at a valuation of 1,500 crore, $205 million, two people aware of the development told the Economic Times. Eland Amp, EFS holds 26% in the power plant, while GIP has a 23.5% stake. The remaining 0.5% is owned by the Tripura state government. If successful, Gale would have the rights equal to Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, ONGC, which is the 50% owner. National Investment and Infrastructure Fund, NIIF, is said to have also shown interest in buying the stake previously. And Squo, the final bids are expected in November, after which it will be taken up with the Committee of Creditors for approval, and Squo, an official in the know of the transaction, said. In another development, realty firm Embassy Group is looking to sell its warehousing and industrial business, Embassy Industrial Parks, EIP, to logistics fund ESR for more than 900 crore, $123 million, three people with direct knowledge of the development told the Economic Times. And NBSP. The deal will see Bengaluru-based Embassy Group exiting the warehousing business completely. Prior to this, EIP was in talks with Indo Space. And NBSP. And Squo, the deal is expected to be concluded by the end of this year. Embassy is looking to monetize the completed and under construction assets of the platform, and Squo, said one of the people. In 2015, Embassy Warburg Pincus jointly formed EIP. Warburg now owns 70% stake in EIP, while Embassy Group holds the rest. And Squo, the Embassy Group wants to exit the warehousing business and focus on commercial and residential, and quat, said another person. Also, Tata Sons, which owns 51% in budget carrier Air Asia India, is in discussions to buy out the remaining 49% held by its Malaysian partner after its reluctance to inject fresh equity in the JV, a person in the know told the Times of India. Tata Sons has the first right of refusal for the minority stake owned by Air Asia in the India venture. Air Asia plans to raise $600 million, 4,392 crore rupees, through debt and equity to weather the pandemic. And Squo, Air Asia Malaysia, due to its financial difficulties, is not keen on infusing capital into the Indian JV. Tata Sons is forced to consider buying out Air Asia, and Squo, said the person. Tata Sons in its 2019-20 report said that the airline and Squo's net worth was completely eroded and its auditor voiced worry about the JV and Squo's ability to continue as a going concern since its total liabilities exceeded the total assets. According to the current agreement between the two partners, Tata Sons cannot invest more than 10% in another budget airline without its partner and Squo's approval. Tata has already shown interest in buying out Air India Express.